Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we got an update on maybe the most important individual player in the NCAA tournament. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. This comes courtesy of Cooper Flagg's mother, Kelly Flagg. Of course, Cooper Flagg, the player of the year, presumptive, and number one overall draft pick heading into the NBA, presumptive, the standout from Duke. Kelly Flagg, who we know has not met a camera she doesn't love, now has a sponsorship deal that she was doing some press for yesterday. I mean, Kelly Flagg's on a rocket ship. She's the biggest star outside of her son. Meanwhile, she said he's going to play really soon, and he's going to play this weekend. Now, the question is, will he play in the opening round game? Duke is facing the winner of American and Mount St. Mary's, Pearl, which is going to play in the first four. In theory, Duke should probably not need Cooper Flagg to beat the likes of American or Mount St. Mary. Should he sit out this opening round game?
You know, I don't think so. I think I've heard a lot of arguments on both sides. I think he should play his way into shape, first of all. And the other thing, too, is I think he's got to get used to that ankle. I know I'm not an expert on how you deal with that kind of ankle injury, but having him come in cold in the, and not just the first round, having him come in cold on the second weekend of the tournament possibly feels very risky too. I want to see him. I think he wants to get out there and get comfortable on it myself. And I think they will play him for that very reason.
Okay, so Duke plays Friday. They get the extra day, 2:50 p.m. Again, it's going to be against either American or Mount St. Mary's. I think you could say you could comfortably beat either of those teams, but I think Cooper Flagg has to play the winner of Mississippi State Baylor, who Duke would get in the second round. I don't know. I don't feel as comfortable considering, you know, Scott Drew is a, you know, fantastic coach. It's not like Baylor's had this all-time season. They only had 19 wins this year, but Mississippi State plays in the toughest conference in America, the SEC. I don't feel as comfortable that I could get by one of those teams without Flag.
But don't you, we talk about how Aaron Rodgers needs to get psychologically comfortable on his torn Achilles. Mm-hmm. Don't you think Cooper Flag needs to get comfortable in the first, wouldn't you rather have him come out against a team, play 20 minutes, than come out cold in the intensity of a Mississippi State or Baylor, two teams who probably bring it? I worry that that is a scarier proposition. Let him have a little ramp up here.
Yeah, you could. You just hope that, and I don't know the teams from American and Mount St. Mary's enough to know, like, you know, do you have a bruiser on this team? Someone who's going to go in, try to make a name for themselves, try to play Cooper Flagg pretty strong and try to send a message. I don't know.
They're not going to kick his ankle. Like, how are you going to?
I'm just saying, you know, it's like playing your starters in like the third preseason game for the NFL. Yeah. You don't want some workout warrior, you know, who doesn't have a future in the league to come in and pop your quarterback. Again, I'm not saying that American and Mount St. Mary's are full of goons, which it sounds like I'm saying that. I'm just saying, even to play him for, what are you going to, you know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that?
I don't know
if it's worth it.
I think it's better to have an easier run to start. I mean, he's going to practice. He's got to run around. He can't just sit there until the second game starts. That would guarantee an injury. So I think it's a great, great warm-up game. No offense to American or St. Mary's.
Well, they're a 16 seed. They know they're going up against Duke. I mean, this would be this would be a miracle. It'd be one of the greatest upsets of all time.
Yeah. Well, ironically, it'd be the third 16 seed in
it would be
six
the third,
years to win. But Listen, this is the only thing I can relate to. I've had many ankle injuries.
Yeah.
And again, I think Cooper Flagg could have played that game. I saw him walking out. Dude was not limping in the second half. I think he's fine. As Jay Billis said on ESPN, one of the weirdest quotes ever on Selection Sunday night, he goes, it's a sprained ankle. He didn't get run over by a stampede. He'll be fine.
Mm.
And Jay Billis obviously knows that program well.
Sure.
But like, has a player ever been run over by a stampede? Mufasa style? Like, I don't even know what that meant. But
I don't know. That didn't end well.
Generally, you could tell Cooper Flagg is fine. I don't even downgrade Duke because of that injury. Although, if they do lose, everyone's going to point to that, right?
100%. Without a doubt. I just don't. I think with an ankle, right, like, doesn't the rest just help no matter what? Like, any rest you can steal. So the fact of the matter is they're not playing until Friday afternoon. And then on top of that, you know, you can even just get a little bit more time for that to heal up. I feel like I would take it, but that's me. Hey, we got a new phone number, 888-710-4ISN. If you want to get in touch with the show, 888-710-4476. Whatever number we may have used in the past is now dead. It's over. We're all moving on. This is a spring cleaning of sorts.
Yeah.
And we get brand new phone system, which is really cool for us and should make everyone's experience a lot better.
Yeah, no, give us a call if you want to yell at Maggie for her love of sequels or her idea to get rid of all committees for the robots to determine these tournament teams.
Yeah,
which is a little too much for me. A little too fast. You're moving too fast, Gray.
So this is something I brought up last hour, which is, why do we even need selection committees anymore? It feels antiquated. It feels like something that is long past its usefulness, because we have computers that are much more sophisticated than they were even back in the BCS era. So I'm talking about college basketball. I'm talking about college football. The committee, outside of having to throw some patsy up there to answer unanswerable questions to ESPN hosts or CBS hosts, the theater of it, I don't know why we need this anymore. You can enter the data points you want to enter. You can solve for strength of schedule. You can put in, you know, momentum, injuries, all these things into one big algorithm and then spit out the teams. Like, let's give that a try, as opposed to athletic directors who may or may not be watching all of these games.
Well, injuries, though, you'd have to input a lot of opinion into that, because a human at some point is going to have to determine how bad the injury. The computer can't figure out how bad an ankle is. They have to get input from some doctor or something, right?
Oh, listen, I just find it hard to believe that with the power of computers now, we can't find a way to put that in as a possible point. And yeah, would it be a lot easier if it's like, you know, back in the day, Kenyon Martin, who breaks his leg right before the tournament? That might be a lot easier. You know he's going to be out, right? This is a little bit more dicey, but again, we're doing a lot more with computers now than stuff like this.
What if, okay, so if you're going to go full computers in college football, which is also you're advocating,
yeah,
then why not get rid of the conferences and go to divisions like football and have a regular schedule?
Listen, that's for TV contracts, and there's all these other things that go into why we have conferences. I'm talking about how we determine the postseason.
But if you want the most, this is about having the most fair way to determine the postseason. I think if you're going to do that, just take the next step and have a Power Five conferences that all play each other.
Okay, but now you're saying I'm moving too fast. Now you might be moving too fast. You're talking about totally blowing up the sport.
Well, listen, I could work for the SEC, because I'm sure that there's somebody in a boardroom there trying to figure that out as well. If you're going to make it fully fair, then make it fully fair. Don't have an uneven schedule. Because even at football, there's so many variables. The computers, yeah, they might be more effective, but there's still a lot of limits. For example, if you're looking at the draft prospects, why can't a computer determine who's a better player?
I mean, I think you can. I mean, Daryl Morey from your 76ers came out yesterday and said they use AI when they're doing player evaluation.
Right.
And people like freaked out, but to be honest, it's pretty smart. It's not the full data point for a player, but I'm sure if NFL teams could figure out who the good quarterbacks are or who's going to translate to the league, of course they would use
Right, but the problem is it's way too big a challenge. Analytics is so hard to apply to football because there's so many moving parts. Baseball is a pitcher and a batter. That's why it's the original analytics sport. The data set in football is huge, and that's why it's really, really challenging to apply some of that stuff. That's why computers can't figure out the best draft picks.
Okay, but you're asking computers to project something. I'm asking them to take all the data we already have and create a bracket for it. I'm not telling you who's going to win. But I'm just telling you who deserves to be in by the criteria. This is not predictive. This is reactive.
There is an element of predictive, though, right? If there's a major injury, they downgrade a team.
I'm just saying you can put that in, but you're asking someone, a computer, to forecast
right,
years down the line about whether or not J.J. McCarthy is going to be a good quarterback. I'm saying look at everything that
has happened.
Tennessee did this year and determine up against Mississippi State if they deserve to be in the tournament or what have you.
Okay. I mean, you do get into the definition. Are they trying to pick the best 68 teams who are going to be the most competitive for the title or the teams that deserve it? I think there's an element of both in there. So there is a predictive element. That's why Florida State got knocked out of the Final Four because their quarterback went down. You know, these committees do say your star is injured. We're not putting you in.
Yeah, and everyone was ticked off about that.
Yeah, I know.
That was not popular. That is not the, example you want to use for why we shouldn't have competed.
And when the Bubba Cunningham or one of the guys came out and said that kid was injured on West Virginia and he got hurt the first week of December. So they said, well, it's complicated. Man, you know how this works. We would hate the computer rankings so much, we would destroy it. We'd
be yelling. We hate the human rankings.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Your opinion. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. That's the brand new number to call to get in touch with the show. All right, you guys want to reveal some results from yesterday, the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket. Region 1, the Gotham City region, is live, and we've got some updates for you. Okay, so here we go. Dark Knight steamrolls as the number one seed over the 16 seed D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Truckload of soldiers will be blowing up. Nobody panics, because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds.
Man, Heath Ledger was so good in that movie. Dark Knight moves on. 78%, 22%. In the 8-9 matchup, an upset, a slight one. Toy Story 2 takes out Ocean's 12.
Buzz, what is going on?
Hold on. Oh. I am Buzz Lightyear, and I'm in charge of this detachment. No, I'm Buzz Lightyear. I am Buzz Lightyear. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
So, who's the real Buzz?
I am.
That's so good.
No upsets in the 5-12 matchup in this region. Kill Bill Volume 2 advances over the 12 seed Deadpool 2.
I overreacted.
You overreacted?
Moving on, the 4 seed also survives. Captain America Winter Soldier beat out the 13 seed Adam's Family Values.
What unit you with?
58th Pararescue. But now I'm working down at the VA. Sam Wilson.
Steve Rogers.
I kind of put that together.
More chalk for you in this Gotham City region. The 6-seed Superman 2 marches on. Bad Boys 2 goes home.
Sorry, okay.
Clark, let me see your hand.
No.
Give it to me.
No, sorry.
Let me look at it. You are Superman.
Oh, Lois, come on. Don't be so
foolish.
The 3rd seed, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, walks over the 14 seed, The Hangover 2.
You know what? He's crazy.
Mull around. Prepare to meet Kali in hell.
Put out a ring!
I was so freaked out as a kid by that movie. You have no idea when the heart is out.
If
you look at the attempted fake heart, that is bad CGI. Anyway, it's good. And that kid won an Oscar.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
as a full-grown adult.
No, you meant for that movie. I was confused.
So it's funny. We are doing movie sequels as just the second movie made, no matter what, because I think that Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is actually my favorite of the sequels, but that didn't apply here. Let's move on. The 7-seed John Wick Chapter 2 takes out Inside Out 2.
Once killed 3 men in a bar.
With a pencil. I know, I've heard the story, sir.
F-ing pencil.
And right now, still too close to call. You got 45 minutes left if you want to go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X. The 2-15 matchup is a knockdown, drag 'em out. The Lost World Jurassic Park with a 50.4% of the vote, trying to hold off Ghostbusters 2, who's got 49.6% of the vote. This was my darling here. I love Ghostbusters 2, and I'm predicting big upset here. So again, 45 minutes.
Come on, man.
To go vote.
You know, it's a it's a sneaky hot team right now. John Wick 2. I fear. I don't know what the difference between John Wick 2 and 3 is. I saw John Wick 2 on cable. I think John Wick's going to make some noise here.
What about John Wick 1? What's the difference between 1 and 2?
Well, we can only do sequels in this bracket, Manny.
Fair enough.
I mean,
welcome to the show.
Has anyone ever been able to stop John Wick? Let's be serious.
Boban couldn't.
Yep.
How many movies do they have?
You need to comment.
Four? Are there four?
There's definitely four. There was a fourth one just came out, I believe.
So I could see John Wick 2 making a run in our movie sequels tournament because it may be like right in the wheelhouse of our audience. But going up against Captain America, going up against Dark Knight, I mean, this is stiff competition in similar genres. So
yeah, the Dark Knight is our number one overall seed, by the
way.
What? Yeah. Which is tough. Usually that doesn't bode well for teams in the tournament. But I actually, for this one.
John Wick is not it's a kind of a different genre altogether.
It's an action movie?
Yeah, but I think that Captain America and Dark Knight are not action movies. They're superhero movies, which are very different.
Okay.
I mean, EJ, help me out.
Yeah, John Wick is not a superhero movie.
He's just a normal man with a dog.
Right, yeah. But are superhero movies action movies?
They definitely are.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are, but it's still within its own genre.
They're closer to sci-fi fantasy.
I mean, with some action in it.
Well, I think it depends on the person, too, though, right? Because if it's Batman, I would argue that's more of an action movie. Now, if you're talking about.
Which is funny because it's a superhero.
Right, Batman. But he has no powers.
You guys, we're talking like this is not, you know, like the Notebook going up against Winter Soldier. But they're like, very close.
Daredevil, like Daredevil, for example, like that's like he's closer to that action movie than a sci-fi movie. He's a
nobody's comparing
lawyer.
Fast and Furious to Avengers Endgame. Those are not similar movies.
Right,
both because action like, movies though.
No, but there's like space and there's aliens involved.
Well, have you seen where Fast and Furious is going? They're launching cars into space. How's that not a sci-fi movie?
Really?
Manny's right.
Yeah,
about
like
this.
On the eighth one or the seventh
that did
one.
Happen.
How about this? This kind of reminds me a little of the classic rock conversation that we had a couple weeks ago about what is classic rock, and it's a genre, right? And so these are genres of like action, adventure, maybe a little sci-fi. This is how I would put it. Are you in the mood to watch this kind of movie? Right, which is going to be a lot of action, a lot of lights, a lot of noise, a lot of kicking people's ass, stuff like that. I think you're in the same, you have the same mood to watch John Wick 2 that you would Captain America or Dark Knight. You're in the mood to watch people beat each other up.
I think those are two examples that fit closer to John Wick than most superhero movies.
I need to see something bloody.
In reality, Marvel movies are way closer to comedies than any. I mean, actually, I think it was Spielberg said they're basically comedies with a little sci-fi in them. They're very, very funny. That's like their secret sauce.
So it's an action comedy movie.
It's a fantasy comedy movie.
I mean, how specific do we need to get here?
I watched John Wick 2 again this weekend. Oh my God. It is. A lot of people meet their end in this movie.
I love that.
I love how you said that.
Yeah, yeah. It does not go well for the henchmen, Meg.
Shocker. It's something bloody.
Mm-hmm. Well, many people
with a pencil.
Many people were unalived. That's another way to say it.
Something bloody. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Again, you can still go vote. Big upset brewing. Ghostbusters 2 over Jurassic Park 2 in the movie sequel bracket will reveal the next region at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we've got real live baseball on, guys. Real live baseball happening. Shohei Ohtani literally playing right now in Japan.
0-2.
Cubs and Dodgers going at it. We'll have a little more from that in just a moment.
All right, Maggie. We had another sport in here. It's so much fun. And the best way to enjoy all sports, of course, is Prize Picks. We got NBA playoffs heating about to start. We got the tournament. We have soccer. We have e-games. We have it all going on. Best place to cash in on your favorite sport. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winning Prize Picks. They've made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. It's so easy to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection. You could win up to 1,000 times your money.
Yeah, and this is the time, too, where you have to be really strategic, especially with the NBA. We're seeing a lot of blowouts here, and so you've got a lot of good stats, bad team guys like LaMelo Ball, who right now you can have more or less on 27.5 points. Guys, he's hitting that. To go with Cam Johnson, Brooklyn Nets, again, another team totally out of it, 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists. You got to take advantage of the guys who are padding stats on bad teams. That's the secret here with Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's available in more than 40 states, including our good friends in California and Texas. So what do? You download the Prize Picks app today, use the code MNP, and get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play just $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit for just playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. A lot going on here today. We have a new phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Maggie wants to end all committees, not just tournament selection committees, all committees, period.
Yeah, can I get rid of the PTA? They won't stop emailing me.
Well, actually, I think you could win a popular vote on that decision. So we're trying to figure out the NCAA tournament. I know we have a lot to get into, but I'm still somewhat obsessed with what's going on with our John Wick impersonator, Aaron Rodgers. We got to get to that at some point.
Yeah, we should get to Aaron Rodgers. But meanwhile, yeah. I kid about the PTA. Yeah. We're asking you, though, should we just go to computers? Yeah. Not just for college basketball, but college football as well. Get the ADs out of there. Yeah. And anyone who could have any kind of implicit or explicit bias, and let's just try to put data points in a computer and see what it spits out.
Oh, it'd be so bad. Oh. Well, by the way, I wish they had done it last year, though, because I wanted to see Alabama in the tournament.
College football.
Yeah. Not basketball. Yeah, I wish Alabama and Ole Miss and all the SEC teams, computer-wise, would have easily gotten in over SMU. But I wanted to see SMU there, too. It's hard. Why not? If they have to expand to 16 to do this, because I don't know why. But I think there should be 16 in college football, 68. As EJ said earlier in the show, why are we arguing about the 67th and 68th team? They're not going to win this thing, Meg.
Well, that's fine. I mean, North Carolina is not your average 68th team into the bracket, I would argue. But it could also help with seeding. So meanwhile, we've got that question for you. You can answer it, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Should we get rid of all committees in sports, period, full stop? Let's get to Aaron Rodgers.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
Still waiting. Still waiting on Kevin O'Connell. That's the reporting that's come out over the last 2 days. It's not Rodgers holding this up. It's actually the Vikings, who, according to Diana Rossini, Mike Silver, and others, still having internal conversations about whether they should bring Rodgers into the building. They have not offered him any kind of contract. Nothing like that. Meanwhile, you got the Giants and the Steelers who are waiting for the dominoes to fall. Perloff, if you haven't decided by now, it's like, you know what, or get off the pot here with Rodgers. Like, I don't know what's going to become clearer over the next day or two. There's nothing about his film that's going to change. Maybe they're waiting on him to say whether or not he'll do McAfee interviews. I don't know if that's the holdup. Just feels like they got to make a decision.
Well, is it also money? Because there was a report out there that Rodgers wanted a Sam Darnold-like contract, and Sam got basically $35 million for one, guaranteed $35 for 1 year. I think they want to go really cheap. They apparently lowballed Sam Darnold themselves. I don't think they want to spend $30 million on Aaron Rodgers. Do you think it's possible they're saying, come in for $10 million. You already have all the money in the world. Do like Russell Wilson did with the Steelers last year and be cheap for us.
Right. Well, Russ was still getting paid by the Broncos, so it was a little bit different. He was still getting a ton of money, but I guess here's the question. If you don't want to pay the rate, then move on. Like, that's
well,
the thing.
No, make they don't the have decision. To. They don't have to pay the rate. I think Rodgers is going to go there. I think he'd go there for cheap because he doesn't need the money, and he gives them the best chance to win. Don't you think they could get a bargain?
That's fine, but then why hasn't it happened yet? They haven't offered him a contract was the latest we heard, so yeah. We don't even know if they have lowballed him.
Yeah, I mean, Maybe Rogers is, well, listen, what's the last report? That Kevin O'Connell's deciding?
Yeah.
I would say get out there. Might as well try. Hey, Aaron, if you'll come here for $10 million, we'll do it. And then Raj, I think, by the way, and there's a lot of smoke that the Giants are still desperate for this dude. So they're probably offering him $40 million. I'm curious if you're Aaron Rodgers. We say the money doesn't matter because you have all that money, but I'll bet you the money shows respect that maybe the Vikings are not respecting him and, you know, say that is in his mind too.
It's possible. I mean, again, according to Diana, no contract's been, you know, offered, so we don't even know. But you're right. I mean, the money could be about not just the money, but the what the money says.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
If you pay $30 million to Rodgers, he's definitely starting. It's not a competition. Mm-hmm. When Sam Darnold went to the Vikings last year and made $10 million, it was backup money.
Yep.
It's just that J.J. McCarthy got hurt.
Right. And Daniel Jones signed, what, for $14 million for 1 year in Indy, which is such a weird situation because it's total limbo. We mm-hmm. don't know if he's a starter. We don't know if he's a backup. And I wonder if the Vikings don't want the same thing happening. Imagine if there was an actual quarterback battle with Aaron Rodgers. That can't happen, right? If you bring in Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota, he has to be the starter.
I would think so. Meanwhile, the waiting game continues, but this doesn't bode well for me if I'm Rodgers. I'm like, all right, do you guys want me or do you not want me? You know, I've got the resume. You can see my film from last year. And if you're not going to offer me the starting job and you're going to make me battle it out with a second year guy, well then, kick rocks.
To quote John Cena, you get what you have earned, and what you have earned is nothing, Aaron Rodgers. The way you played last year, you didn't earn being a $40 million quarterback. You didn't earn walking in and kicking to a first-round pick to the side and saying, hey, I'm the starter. I don't even get competition.
Yes, don't be a freaking weirdo.
The old Aaron Rodgers maybe has that respect. The guy we saw last year that was limping around for 12 weeks does not.
Yeah,
so
but,
you get what you earn, Aaron Rodgers, and you earned nothing.
Well, but according to the Giants, maybe the Steelers, he is worth that.
This guy's got a bunch of MVPs. I don't know that he earned nothing is an accurate statement. He's earned a lot in his career. Maybe not last year, but generally, that guy's earned it. That's why these teams want him, not because of last year.
The NFL is a what have you done for me lately, and it stands for not for long.
Well,
and
Brady
you're talking
had a
about
bad.
What he was last year. Yeah. You can't just give him everything.
Well,
we just saw the team try to do that, and it blew up in their face.
Yeah, well, but we don't know if he's trying to sign Alan Lazard and do an Nate Hackett and all that stupid stuff. But I think the other part is he was like limping around for half the year last year. He still was coming off an Achilles. This year, he's not. I think that's something teams have to be weighing.
But I think what I don't understand, though, is why we assume because he was hurt that he's just going to be way more healthy this year. He is an older player. When you get older, trust me, I know. I just came off a patella tear from just running to third base,
right?
Like, as you get older, injuries mount up, and it gets harder and harder to stay healthy. Yes, he looked better towards the end of the year when he got healthier, but the idea that he won't have other lower extremity injuries, other arm injuries potentially, hopefully, again, I hope he doesn't have any of this stuff, but it's just not realistic to me to think that a guy who's already coming off an Achilles and it had knee and ankle issues last year is going to come in next year and just have zero health
then
issues.
Then don't sign him.
Well, I think that's why they're saying, hey, we want you, but we want to protect ourselves, and we want to see if you can actually show up, stay healthy through training camp, beat out our guy. I think they're putting
then it's
caveats.
Not the right fit, that, you know, because I don't think the Giants are saying that.
Yeah. You know, that thing about he didn't earn anything last year. Brady's last year in New England was not good. If you'd gone by that theory, then, and I think teams did, and that's why he only got a couple offers possibly, and they really screwed that one up bad. It's just our guy, Dr. Rock Positano, renowned world foot expert, keeps telling us that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a different person next year. And you're right, he's old and he could get hurt, but if you're the Giants, why would you not take that risk? If he gets hurt, great, you're back in the draft, the top of the draft. I think that's why the Giants makes the most sense out of these teams, because they can afford to take this risk where the Vikings have other options.
The new number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
New
if you want to get in touch with the show, Andrew Bogish is here with the latest headlines.
Guys, good morning. We've got actual baseball for now being played at the moment. The Dodgers and Cubs starting their two-game set inside the Tokyo Dome. They're heading to the bottom of the fifth. The Dodgers just scored three runs in the top half of that inning to take a 3-1 lead. Shohei Ohtani singled, scoring a run in this three-run rally. Now, again,
come on, man.
Both of these teams come back to the States. They've got more exhibition games this weekend and or early next before the real opening day next Thursday afternoon. And by the way, Freddie Freeman, a late scratch for LA today with left rib discomfort.
Did you see they sent Mookie Betts home?
Really?
Yeah.
Because he's falling apart?
He lost 15 pounds, you told us yesterday, because he's got the flu, which is bananas because he's not a big guy to begin with. And being sick in a foreign country has got to be awful. I mean, you're a 24-hour flight home, or flight away from home, pardon me.
Yeah.
And like that's smart to send him home.
But I don't. What I didn't understand or couldn't tell is if he got sick there or he went, stayed sick. And because he did try over the weekend to like work out and felt crappy right away. So I don't know. I didn't see where he started to be sick. But yeah, even on like a fancy Dodger like charter plane home by yourself, that can't be fun.
There's rumors he shared a pizza with Tracy Morgan before he took off.
I heard that.
I think he shared a pizza with Jordan before the 98 finals, right?
Yeah. Maybe infamous. The Cubs delivery boy gave him something.
Oh, man.
Yuck. Yeah, Tracy Morgan, if you didn't see it last night, at your own peril, he definitely had some major upchuck going on.
Ladies!
Courtside at the Garden last night in the middle of the game.
My Mercedes!
A couple of long winning streaks didn't survive last night in the NBA. Minnesota's 8-game run ending in OT in Indiana, 132-130. Obi Toppin, a go-ahead corner three with 3.5 seconds left.
Ain't no stopping Obi Toppin.
And the Warriors' 7-game win streak died against the Nuggets.
Gordon has it. Steps through the defenders. Westbrook jumper. Got it! That's the ball game. Denver leads it by 10 with 35 seconds to go. And Denver's going to put the Golden State Warriors to sleep 8 times in a row in San Francisco.
That's Jason Kosmicki on Nuggets Radio. And yes, that is from 2025, a Russell Westbrook dagger.
Well, that wasn't true.
He finished with 12 points, 12 boards, 16 assists. Aaron Gordon, a season-high 38. The Nuggets didn't have Jokic or Murray, and they still beat the Dubs 114-105.
All right, just get ready to fade that team in the playoffs with Russell Westbrook on the court in crunch time.
Oh, is that right?
Come on.
Famous last words.
Russell Westbrook? I've been saying that for a decade, and it's never haunted me once, EJ.
You're 100% right, Pearl.
It is Joker, though. That guy is good. He's having a great season, too.
He hit a three at the end of the game. If that's the worst thing that happens. You ever play pickup where a guy hits his first three, and you're like, oh, we're going to beat that team, because now he's going to chuck up 14 bad ones in a row. That is Russell Westbrook. Sorry, is that too harsh?
No, you're okay.
You've said way worse about Russell Westbrook
today.
Wasn't there? Did somebody come out in the media, a player, and say you guys are way too critical of Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, was that who it was?
Sure, probably.
I thought it was. I think it was KD.
He's right. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player. He just hasn't won a title.
Yeah, KD also couldn't wait to get the heck away from him. So I don't know if he's the right guy to be delivering that message.
I mean, there's a lot of, when Russell Westbrook's on your team, you have to have special equipment managers who can sort of tighten the bolts on the rim because the bricks are so heavy that the entire backboard can shift with his outside shot.
Goodness. Was that too mean? I'm sorry.
I hope Nuggets win a title. I'm so rooting for the Nuggets so all these drops can just come back.
With Westbrook hitting a Jordan-like over Byron Russell, just leaving his hand.
He'll probably
up.
Bank it in, not call it, but it'll go in.
What's more likely, that happens or Russell Westbrook's guy is 10 feet off of him, daring him to shoot with 1 minute left in the game against the Warriors?
It's like, what did Russell Westbrook do to you? I mean, he never played for the 76ers. As far as I know, he didn't impact anything that has to do with Philadelphia.
Great dunker as well.
Watching the NBA media laud James Harden and Russell Westbrook over the last, it was driving me crazy for so long. And then they finally came around to where I
was. They're old. Come on.
They were bad in their prime. They're chuckers.
Give me a break. They're
chuckers.
Old.
They're not bad in their prime. Give me a break. That's not right.
Oh, they kill. No, I mean, they're obviously talented players, but they kill their team by the way they played.
Yeah, the team. Rockets won 60 games a year. I love Harden this really take. Killing them during that time.
I love this take, Pearl. Keep going.
Don't worry. He will.
Trust me. Now everyone's come around on this. You think people like Russell Westbrook's game?
Well, he's old. I keep saying he's old and terrible now. You keep comparing Russell Westbrook now to who he was with the Thunder. He was a great player back then.
Also, not his fault that the Lakers moved heaven and earth to get him, and that ended up being one of the worst decisions they ever made.
I don't think he wanted to be there.
I don't know if he did either, but it's like they made, that was LeBron. You should be mad at LeBron for that. Or Palinka. Anyway, back to Bogus.
The Lakers, speaking of them, topped the Spurs last night, 125-109, 30 points from Austin Reeves. The Grizzlies losing in Sacramento, 132-122. And the Suns hammered the Raptors, 129-89. Devin Booker leading 7 in double figures with 27. The
Suns won a game. Huh?
The Mavs have sent Anthony Davis to their G League affiliate to continue rehab.
Texas Legends.
From his adductor strain. Where do they play?
Frisco, I think.
Where the Cowboys thing is, like in that general area?
I don't know where the Cowboys stay. Why would I waste my memory on that?
Where they call it the Star? I think that's in Frisco.
Yep. Cares.
I thought you did, Arena Boy.
About the Cowboys?
By the way, there have reportedly been discussions within the Mavs front office about shutting AD down for the season because of his injury, but he apparently wants to play again. The Minnesota Vikings have released longtime center Garrett Bradbury, unable to trade him. The Vikes signed former Colts center Ryan Kelly to replace him this month. Bradbury started every game last year, 88 for his career. The Toronto Maple Leafs, a 6-2 rout of the Flames after losing 5-6. Austin Matthews, William Nylander combining for 3 goals and 3 assists.
And Pearl,
you asked about Bill Belichick's recruiting yesterday, and now North Carolina has flipped 4-star high school D tackle Trayshawn Ruffin from Texas A&M. He becomes their top recruit in the 2026 class. So that's not flipped, for this season.
Flipped SEC for AC. Oh, okay.
Maybe he's the one who was taking the photo of Belichick and his girlfriend on the beach. You know, young people are better at taking pictures.
Definitely.
You know, they just got the angles and stuff. They're just more familiar with the phones and the camera phones.
I've been told I'm an elite IG boyfriend slash fiance.
You love that. Exactly. You love to hear that, Elijah.
I mean, just wonder.
High angle.
With all the airplanes on the beach and anything, is North Carolina doing anything to win football games next year? I don't see them all in for 20 because this guy flipped. Like, is he going to be good by the time Bill Belichick's leaving in 2 years?
Are you sure?
I think if he does good, he's going right back to the NFL.
I mean, think about it. Apparently, allegedly, the NFL owners got together to keep him off of Hard Knocks. Do you think he's getting all these coaching offers now?
I think if he does well at North Carolina, there will be interest.
Yeah, but how's he supposed to be doing well? You just mentioned the fact that
I don't know.
We don't even know if any of the players are any good.
Maybe he is pulling the wool over our eyes by all these Instagram photos with him and his girlfriend, because I just don't see all the big football headlines from North Carolina, all the brilliant Belichick, Mike Lombardi strategy.
To be honest, Pearl, this is what we see oftentimes from coaches at the end of their careers who leave pros to go to college. It becomes like a retirement job. Like, ask a lot of people who are on campus for, like, Bobby Kremins at Charleston or some of these other head coaches that have had these illustrious careers and go to some random college. A lot of times they say he wasn't putting in all the work.
Well, Patino is the opposite, though.
Well, but Patino's a madman.
Patino, Rick Barnes.
But there's a lot. But there are a lot, especially the NBA guys or the NFL guys. They will say that last run, Herman Edwards with Arizona State, like, these are almost retirement jobs for people. I didn't think
Herman may have cared too much. He got in trouble, right, for cheating.
Yeah.
I think that I get what you're saying. Is that kind of disrespectful, though, to do to Belichick? I mean, he has had the reputation of being one of the most maniacal film study, scouting people. I think we have to see it implode first before we say he's not caring.
Well, I think of one of his counterparts, Deion Sanders, is doing nothing but flipping the best quarterbacks in the country left and right. Every day we hear about Colorado in on somebody. I just haven't heard from North Carolina. Remember I asked Andy Staples, our friend, is North Carolina's sleeping giant? And he openly laughed at us. So I think there is some cynicism in the business about whether North Carolina football is going to be that good.
Well, there might be a possible. First of all, they could be good. Like, it still is Belichick who could get the best out of these guys. So maybe he doesn't need to have 5 stars and 4 stars everywhere to be competitive. I don't know. College football is a little different. Feels a little more like about Jimmy's and Joe's.
I think that's the most likely scenario, is that there may be some arrogance that he feels like, look, I'm going to coach circles around Mario Cristobal. And he probably would. Like, in theory, he probably would. And he has a reason to think that. But I think what we see from a lot of pro coaches from both college basketball and college football, that going from the pros to college and thinking that you can just X and O your way past everybody, is some guys can do it, but a lot of guys struggle.
I don't think you'll have time to get those kids up to speed on the X's and O's like you would in the pros. I think it's a very hard formula. He could be 8-4, but it's Bill Belichick. He's got to be really good, too. That's the other thing. Like, if he's not in the playoff, isn't that a big disappointment?
Year one, I think you get a bit of a pass. Year two, I think you want to be in the playoff. 888-710-4ISN. It's our new number.
New phone.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Who dis?
888-710-4476. Top of the hour, we reveal another region from the Maggie and Perloff movie sequels bracket, which we're excited about. A lot of controversy, a lot of arguments, a lot of debate. We also get back to the actual NCAA tournament, and we got the latest for you from that. Don't move.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. NCAA tournament is going on, and we got NFL free agency. It's easy to lose track of the big one to me, the NFL draft, my favorite time of year. Had a pro day yesterday. Kind of controversial. Tedrone McMillan hand-timed at 4:45, according to Jordan Schultz's tweet, but then everyone there said it was 4:55. By the way, hand timing 40s, that's something that's got to go. That is the craziest thing, because we're talking about a tenth of a second, and my thumb can move at a different rate. Anyway, that's besides the point.
Wait, you know, I'm sorry, what were the two times? This is the number one wide receiver out of Arizona.
Jordan Schultz for Fox Sports tweeted that he ran a 4:45 or 4:46. Then Albert Breer and Dane Brugler both said all the pro scouts they talked to had 4:55.
Okay, so one-tenth of a second.
One-tenth of a second.
Yeah, and what do we think that's going to do?
Well, it's huge for a wide receiver, but if it was at the combine, it'd be a big deal. Everyone knows that human time 40s are tenth of a second. Boom, right. It's gone.
No, I know. I'm just wondering what a tenth of a second at the pro day does. Like, does
a good time
fall? No.
5 to 6. Yeah, definitely. Don't you think 4:55 for Tedrone McMillan, if that's a real time, is probably fine because he's what, 6'3", 219. But Matthew Golden ran a flat 4:30. Yeah, I would think that's a big deal. You don't think that? I mean, if obviously McMillan is a funny guy because he was in El Mock Drafts. He was top five, top 10, and he's been falling because people have wondered about the measurables.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I feel like if you, McMillan and Golden to me are two different kinds of players, that would be number one. And two, I think you're going for Tedrow McMillan if you just want somebody who's just going to catch everything. And you're going to have to live with the fact that he might not have the separation, and but still has the good hands.
Right, right. But he was, coming into the season, people thought he might be like Marvin Harrison Jr. and go number four overall. It doesn't seem like, I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
It's not, it'll probably be the number wide receiver number one, but it's definitely been, I mean, if you want to talk about a faller, he's your classic faller. Although when we say faller, we don't, the NFL teams might have judged him this way the whole time.
I just wonder with the wide receivers this year, if they're, if McMillan is thought to be the best of the group, but not even by a wide stretch.
Yeah,
right?
Very close.
Then is this, you know, how strong of a position group is this throughout? And is this smart to actually take a wide receiver with a really high, high pick when if guys are bunched together, why not just try to get more value late in the first round, second round, something like that?
Well, I think there's a very special wide receiver who's going in the top three.
Oh, well, Travis Hunter,
and I think he's going to play wide receiver, and I think he's going to be spectacular. So that's a funny one. we forget about him. I think he's such a, you know, look, Ja'Marr Chase just got paid $41 million. He went top five and changed the franchise. So I totally understand where you're coming from. And I'm more, I was at a original don't pay running backs because there are a million of them. And I did say don't pay wide receivers. There's a lot coming in. But if you get a game changer, does that change your calculus a little bit? Say you got a guy who, like Malik Nabers in New York, he, to me, merits a high pick. He's just changes the entire offense.
No, there are guys. Like that, but I ask you, like, did Marvin Harrison have that great of a rookie season? It was fine.
He was a disappointment.
I mean, he didn't even get to 1,000 yards receiving, right? So, I'm a little split on this.
I think that a lot of people think the Chargers took the wrong wide receiver, that they should have taken Nabers. I mean, not the Chargers, the Cardinals.
I was going to say, I thought McConkey was good.
But, and the Chargers should have taken one of those guys, too, but...
So the new report out is about running backs, and it's about Ashton Janti, and he is now odds-on betting favorite to go to the Chicago Bears, Pearl.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting. I'm a big Ashton Janti fan because of the broken tackles. I think he is rare. Now, generally, do not take a running back high, but I got to tell you, if I was going to look at a running back who I think can hit that gets drafted high, he'd be at the top of my list. He is just unstoppable. He's fast. He's physical. He's just hard to bring down.
So the Chicago Bears are picking 10th. And I think what this shows you is how high people were on the Bears free agency, right? Bears added major along the offensive line and defensive line because let's be honest, I think you pick a running back 10, it's almost like a luxury pick. I think what you're saying is we're good at we're good in the trenches. We're good in the positions where, you know, you have to be building around a young quarterback, which is definitely offensive line first and foremost, and defensive line, to be honest, right? Isn't that the number one thing? And that's, to me, signaling the Bears are like, all right, we're ready to sign our Picasso here. Like, we're ready to sign the masterpiece, and that the roster is as good as it's going to get, and now we're just going to add Janti.
Yeah, I mean...
Do they have the right to have that kind of hubris?
Well, Ben Johnson... shocked everybody. Well, not him necessarily, but the Lions shocked everyone when they took Jahmyr Gibbs at number 12 overall in Detroit. That was one considered at the time a wild pick. Turned out to be one of the best draft picks in recent years.
But that's because their offensive line was awesome.
No. Not to me. I think Gibbs is so spectacular that it is partly because of their line, but also, too, he's incredible. They could have taken I think the David Montgomery was good. But Gibbs was a total game changer. I think that pick was a hit, no?
Yeah, I think they had the luxury of taking it because the offensive line was so good in Detroit. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You like Ashton Janti to the Bears at 10. You know, we got a lot of people in Boise listening to our show. Coming up, we've got more March Madness for you. Don't move.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.